If you run a company or manage a team, hiring qualified people quickly can make or break your business. Imagine a position of need going unfilled for weeks or even months because you just can't seem to find the right candidate. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. This makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, there's no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts. You only pay for results on your job post. Just in the last minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data, worldwide. Now that is fast. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. Listeners will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BWN. Go to Indeed.com/BWN right now to support this podcast. Indeed.com/BWN. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome into the Winklerverse. This is being recorded at 2 in the morning, sober, in my basement. On what planet would I be compelled to do a show and then rush to my basement to talk more? On a planet where Mark Athanasio gave a terrible, terrible quote that I know Brewers fans will now make a point of rallying around for the 2025 season. The bulk of what was said, I'll get right to it. The bulk of what was said, the quote that's been traveling around was Mark Athanasio saying the following: is my job to win a World Series, or is my job to provide a summer of entertainment and passion and a way for families to come together? A summer of entertainment and passion is going to be the theme of the 2025 Brewers, whether they like it or not. If I had ever gotten a store off the ground, I would be selling shirts. Please, no one else do it. I might get around to it by June. No matter what they say, this is it. A summer of entertainment and passion. Just like we rallied around Craig Counsell, ass, last year, this is what we are going to do. And the many other things that he had said. But a summer in entertainment of passion is what we are going to do. This is not unlike what I've been saying as a Brewers fan. As a Brewers fan, I know they're never going to win a World Series. And I don't think they're ever going to make a World Series. I saw somebody, Milwaukee, saying that they're going to make a World Series. Like, he's very confident about it. How? On what planet have you talked yourself into the Brewers making a World Series? Now, they do have the fourth most wins in baseball over the last, you know, however many years. I'll read some more of Mark's quotes in a second. And I suppose he is in a small market, and baseball is skewered against him. He is in a small market. He doesn't have the money that some of these owners do. He doesn't have the resources that some of these owners do. Should we be mad at him for buying into a soccer team? Should we be mad at him for having other investments? These are situations and conversations that I think are fair to have. When you buy a baseball team, don't we expect you to be all in? Don't so many owners want to have their hands on what is going on? If you want that, shouldn't you be all in? Because at the end of the day, this is just a piece of property owned by a person. This team that we bleed and sweat and cry and pay for is just a part of somebody's portfolio. So what is his job? He ponders it. Is my job to win a World Series, or is my job to provide a summer of entertainment and passion and a way for families to come together? Now, me, Brewers fan, don't think they're going to win a World Series in my lifetime. I'm not trying to reverse psychology that either. I just have no expectations. I'll forever think that the Bucks could still do it. Even when Giannis is gone and we're 20 years removed from this. I'll always think the Packers have a chance. I even stupidly think that there's a way for the Wisconsin Badgers basketball team and maybe even the football team to someday win a title. I'll rule out nothing. But I have ruled out the Brewers winning a World Series, but that's okay. Because they still are trying to win. And I do have a summer of entertainment and passion every time I go there. And I'm excited to go there. I'm excited to go to opening day. I'm excited to go to the game after opening day when there's like half of the stadium there. I'm excited to take my kid there. I'm excited to go with his buddies. I'm excited to go to with my buddies. I'm excited to get to that ballpark and have a summer filled with entertainment and passion. But I'm a lowly fan. I'm not the owner of a baseball team. And I understand, like, it is hard for these guys. Many other things that he was quoted as saying. It's a challenge we have to face every year. We lose pieces. Some years we lose more than others. You got to see how it plays out. We've got some good players. We're trying to find a way. That's from Yelich. Atanasio says they're struggling to break even. I never buy that. My goal from an ownership standpoint is to always compete. I don't like to talk about us as a small market. We've certainly not played like a small market. Since 2005, we have the fourth remix most wins in the National League. And then he says, is my job to win a World Series, or is my job to provide a summer of entertainment and passion and a way for families to come together? This was in the USA Today, Bob Nightingale. I saw the initial screenshot of that quote. I did not believe it was real. I had to type it into Google to find the article that it was from. And we get it. We get it. We get it. We get it. Brewers fans, look, Brewers fans get that it's going to be hard. They get that you're at least trying to build a contender. They get that the same way you've been taking bites of the apple. Other teams have also taken bites of the apple, and they've actually got a piece of the apple. They're using your method to try to win. We get that it's hard. We know it's difficult. But you got to stop saying these kind of things. You can't. You just can't say that as an owner. Is my job to win a World Series, or is my job to provide a summer of entertainment and a way for families to come together? His quote won't change the way I feel about the Brewers coming up in 2025. I don't know that they're going to be very good, or they're going to do what they always do. Be projected to win 75 games, win 90, win the division, and get bumped out in the first round of the playoffs. But I know that they're at least trying. They just had the manager of the year. They just have the executive of the year. When, pray tell, can we have the owner of the year, which I don't believe is a thing. And you can see why everybody's tripping over themselves to not get it. It's already tough. Look, even the teams like Steve Cohen owning the Mets, he's saying there's this Cohen tax. People call this Cohen tax. What about the Dodgers? I'm not even spending the most amount of money here. The Dodgers are a cloud that's going to hold over this entire season. Because even if you do have a team that's competitive and fun and surprises some people, or that continues to build like a Cleveland, a Baltimore, even if they make the World Series, there's going to be the Dodgers. Even if the Yankees make the World Series with the team they had last year, they could only scratch out one game against LA in the postseason. Baseball's fluky. Baseball's all over the place. You can't predict baseball. But the Dodgers have certainly done it with money, and they've done it smartly. They've had people on the ground, boots on the ground in Japan for years to get these guys. Everybody laughs at Bobby Bonilla's contract. He's still getting paid. The Dodgers are like, actually, that's good business sense. Pay him later when money's not as valuable as it is right this very second. So we know it's hard, and we know the landscape that you're in is hard, but you don't need to be telling us that. We see you. We support you. is my job to win a World Series. Sell the fucking team then. Sell the fucking team.
If your football team had one option in their playbook, the results probably wouldn't be great. The same could be said for your investments. Cboe index options like SPX and XSP can help expand your investing strategies with cash settlement and potential tax advantages. If you're ready for a more dynamic game plan, head to betterwithoptions.com. Cboe, life is better with options. Your investments could be too. There are risks associated with Cboe company products. Review the disclosures and disclaimers at cboe.com/US_disclaimers.
I can say to my new Samsung Galaxy S25 Ultra, hey, find a keto-friendly restaurant nearby and text it to Beth and Steve. And it does, without me lifting a finger, so I can get in more squats anywhere I can. One, two, three.
Will that be cash or credit?
Credit. Four.
Galaxy S25 Ultra, the AI companion that does the heavy lifting so you can do you. Get yours at Samsung.com. Compatible with select apps. Requires Google Gemini account. Results may vary based on input. Check responses for accuracy.
We're brought to you by Happy Place Hemp. The promo code is BART, 25% off each and every order that you get at HappyPlaceHemp.com. HappyPlaceHemp.com is in Muskego. You can certainly stop in and check them out and look at the different products that they have. They've got the seltzers now. You can pick up some of those. You can also get them shipped. Pretty much everything is covered with the promo code when it comes to shipping. If you just get like one pack of seltzer, I think it's three before, they'll throw in the free shipping. But for the most part, yeah, if you order, you'll get that sent right to you and pretty quickly as well. So put in the promo code after you're done. We're talking about the tinctures and the gummies and the balms, a good source of Delta 8, Delta 9, all the things that you're looking for, and you don't want to take the big drive to Michigan or the big drive to Illinois. You can get that, and especially if you're across the country. You know, a lot of people have ordered from across the country that it's the easiest way for them to get this kind of product. HappyPlaceHemp.com, the promo code is BART. Did you guys see Devin Williams' picture, by the way? He took his team photo for the Yankees. He's got a mustache, and he's got a goatee, and he's got scruff. He looks like he has a beard. And Devin Williams did not seem too keen on getting traded there because he'd had to shave. And in this picture, he did not shave. So I don't know if the airbrush is coming out for the Yankees after this or if they're going to say, okay, you got it for your picture, but now shave. I've always kind of enjoyed the Yankees shave rule. I thought it was an interesting little quirk. It gave us a great moment in The Simpsons with Mattingly shave your sideburns. But also, it's very compliant from these players. The Yankees will probably stop doing it if one guy was just like, I don't want to. What are you going to do? Trade me? Fine. Are you going to not want my services? Okay. Once Johnny Damon shaved, though, complying in advance. Guys, you don't want to comply in advance. As I try to say that, read between the lines, and that's all that I do, but you don't want to comply in advance. So I found that interesting. Look that up if you had not seen that. A couple other things since we did start an episode here. I was just burning my loins at 2 a.m. I just had to get something out. I had to create some sort of content in some way. We talked a lot of baseball on the Infinity Sports Network show on Tuesday night. Cubs made a signing. Justin Tucker, who, of course, guy that's killed us with the Dodgers, has killed counsel with the Dodgers, is now going to be a Cub. See how that goes. I'm sure he'll kill us. But we're in a division. Look with the Brewers. It's not just like, oh, the Brewers found a way to win 90 games. What's the secret? The secret is our division's acting cheaper than we are. The Reds don't ever do nothing. The Cardinals are, they like can't trade guys they don't want. The Pirates, if they get 3 games over .500, they just instinctually make a trade and bring in 3 more single-A dudes. And then the Cubs are acting foul, I thought, and poor, poorer than us. I thought Ken Rosenthal had a nice piece where he said, this is probably their only year of Kyle Tucker. They've been shedding payroll forever. When are you going to go for it? Why didn't you get Alex Bregman? Ridiculous. So the whole thing pretty nuts. But again, none of their owners are saying, is my job to win a World Series or is my job to provide a summer of entertainment and passion? I'm telling you, the Brewers need to embrace that. They really do. If they had any self-humor, they would embrace that. They would put that in the ballpark. They would welcome it. They would have fun with it. They won't do it. Nobody likes to make fun of themselves or be a part of the joke. Because we'll talk about it. I mean, this is the theme for 2025. A summer of entertainment and passion. That's the theme. That will be the theme. That will be the theme all summer. Couple of more things I wanted to add on here. I have to share this with you. This was from Monday's show. It's 2 minutes. Just a quick call from a gentleman named Jim in Green Bay. Everything that Jim is about to tell me in this phone call, he then sent me a message to say exactly what he said. But again, I've been ragging on Doug Gottlieb all season. I don't like that he's doing his radio show and coaching these kids. I think you can half-ass your radio show. Not that I do, but I don't think you can half-ass coaching a D1 program. And that's what the problem is. You got these kids that are trying to win a first game in 3 months. And the guy's gallivanting on Radio Row. Now, I was tweeting at Doug Gottlieb all of his poor stats, and he did DM me and said, sorry you couldn't make it to the Super Bowl. We're on campus Friday and Sunday. Tickets on me. I have not responded, for I feel like he got me. Now, I was going to go to Sunday's game, which would have been a disaster because they won. I was also going to go to the Milwaukee game and be like, rather see a winner instead, but then they won. Maybe he was so motivated because he thought I may have been there. Jury's still out on that. But they celebrated like they had just won the Horizon League. And then I brought them up on Monday's show because LeBron James had made fun of them on Twitter as well. And LeBron bitched out of the All-Star game, which was lame because no one could replace him. But I said, he took a shot at Doug Gottlieb, so he's in my good graces. That's really all I said on Monday. But Jim in Green Bay was not happy about it. I saw him calling the screener, and I thought, you know what? I like a challenge. I'll try to respond to this guy. Jim in Green Bay.
Hey, what's up, man? I'd like to kind of know what your beef is with UW Green Bay basketball. I'm a season ticket holder. And I get to see how hard they work on the court and how hard they played yesterday. When they finally have a little success and they win a game, you just want to bash the hell out of the program? Like, I don't get why you're against them.
Do you think it's pretty cool that their coach spent all of Super Bowl week not by the team and spent it in New Orleans doing his other job that he actually cares about instead of his vanity project? Do you know that you're spending hard-earned money for some guy's, like, hobby? Is that cool?
Did you happen to read the article in the New York Times that was about Doug Gottlieb that said ready, aim, and shoot? Did you happen to read that went through how he coaches that team and the players quoting it and stuff?
Yeah, well, he's doing a hell of a job winning his first game in 3 months.
And he didn't get hired till like May, and the transfer portal was all settled, and he's working with guys that
why are you sticking up for him?
Why not? Why bash him? He's barely had a chance.
Because he's treating your program like a joke, and you're wasting your money on it.
He's not treating the program like a joke. I see him coach on the sidelines. He coaches his butt off every freaking game. That team played so hard yesterday. That bench was so fired up and so engaged. You tell me that's not a team that wants to play for that coach?
It's great when you win your third game of the year, which normally teams are doing in November.
And again, he didn't get hired till May, and there was nobody left to recruit on the transfer portal. So next year.
Yeah, all right. I mean, if I did bad at my job, I wish the New York Times would write an article listing a bunch of excuses for me that I didn't have to do. That'd be good.
Well, you know what? When he starts winning next year, you guys are all going to have to eat your words because, trust me, he's going to win here.
All right, I'd be happy to. Thanks, Jim. You think I'm this hard on him if I think I'm going to look like an idiot? No. It's a hobby. It's a second job. He can't do it. He's no good. They won their third game of the season, though. February 16th. Congratulations.
Again, everything that he just told me, he then sent me a Facebook message. The same thing. He says, you're going to look stupid when they start winning. So obviously I save that and I will respond when Doug gets fired.
This episode is brought to you by LifeLock. During tax season, your personal info travels to a lot of places. Between payroll, your tax consultant, and the IRS. If your W-2 gets exposed, that's just the ticket for identity thieves. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Don't let identity thieves take you for a ride. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/podcast. Terms apply.
Build a routine with Ollie that supports your wellness needs, like getting your daily vitamins and minerals with Ollie's multi-gummies, or keeping your mood upbeat with all the vitamin D in Hello Happy. Give your gut health some support with probiotics and wake up feeling refreshed after taking Ollie Sleep. Do wellness on your terms. Find Ollie at a Walmart or Target near you or at Ollie.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I did put the first part of this episode on YouTube, just the Brewers stuff. If you'd like to like and subscribe to the channel, that's why I bring it up. The YouTube stream brought to you by Dan Shaney Insurance. Check out Dan Shaney. You can Google his name, S-C-H-A-N-I. Dan Shaney. Helped me get some lower rates. I switched to him, got some lower rates. The place he worked with, the rates went up. I said, Dan, help me. He goes, found you a new place. Okay. What a guy. Always helping. Even when he's got you, he's still helping you. And that's like unlike any other place I've ever done business. No, we got you. Oh, except for Peacock. Guys, my big secret. If you are subscribed to Peacock, go online and try to cancel. And then they'll say, would you rather have 6 months for $1.99 instead? Let me know if that still works. Peacock, if you're subscribed to Peacock. I got a voicemail here on the Carl's Place voicemail line from Hot Take Jake, recapping the previous episode. And, I've got a response for Jake.
Mr. Winkler and the Winklerverse, Hot Take Jake here. Let me talk to you. First off, Bard, what the hell, man? You got to advertise out. You're filling in during the midday. Like, that's such a throwback. I'm so upset that I missed that. I would have loved to hear you. I know you're on the waves at night, but you got to understand, I'm going to be 40 next month. I can't stay up that late. Loved your bit about the edited Chris Middleton article or Chris Middleton Milwaukee statement. That was good stuff. On Chris Middleton himself, yes, you know, all the stuff I've been seeing people say about him, always about what he did and not what he was doing. So, yeah, that's great. Thank you for getting us to the finals. We couldn't have done it without you. I recognize that. But also a big middle finger to you for collecting $30-ish million a year to loaf around and be hurt all the time. I'm not mad at you. I'm only mad at the Bucks for waiting so long to deal you when your value was next to nothing, when we all, or at least any of us with half a brain, saw where this was headed and where you were headed. Anyways, Bart, I want to hit you up on that Marvel take real quick. God bless you. I love your fandom for Marvel, even though, you know, I'm not a big Marvel guy myself, certainly not since after Endgame. But here's the deal with Marvel, Bart. Like, yes, you should be able to love something, but you can't tell people that, like, it's great when it's just, like, it's not. Because we've seen it, Marvel, be great, and we've seen what they've done since, so... I don't know, it kind of reminds me of like an AEW fan. Like AEW, they want it to be so good because they dug their heels in. This is their thing. And, you know, you watch the product and it's just like, am I like missing something? Am I watching something else? Like, I mean, again, God bless you. I love that you're loyal, Bart, but we got to call a spade here. Anyways, I love you. I miss you. I miss all of you knuckleheads, and hopefully get to see you live soon. Peace.
Regarding Captain America, the movie is an enjoyable movie. If it's on TNT, you'll watch it. The movie as itself is fine. It's a 6 out of 10. It's not groundbreaking. It's not bad. It advances the story. The big gripe is people are saying, well, it's a sequel to two movies that had nothing to do with. Isn't that what you want? Don't we want these plot holes to be covered up? Don't we want these loose ends to be tied up? I know I do. Now, where I get upset is the movie itself is going to get a larger backlash than it should. If you're just solely speaking Marvel and MCU, I'm happy to point out more of the flaws and things that I would have liked to see with the movie. But as I speak to a general audience, I don't assume everyone is as dialed in to the MCU as I am. So I bring it in vaguer terms. If you strictly want to talk MCU, I think there's a lot of things they could have done. People that could have been in it, things that could have been explained. I still feel like a lot of these properties work independent of each other, which is a problem. It's one thing to say, all right, you make the movie you want to make, make it stand alone, but you are in a connected universe. It has to be connected. You don't have an Avengers team, but you got 40 superheroes running around. At some point, they need to meet. You know, if there's a Red Hulk, don't you think Star-Lord chilling at his grandpa's house in Louisiana and sees that on TV and things like, I could maybe help that. Oh, and since Captain Marvel lives 3 blocks from me, so perhaps what I shall do at a to-be-determined time is do a strictly Marvel episode. Not dancing around, not trying to make it digestible for a full audience, but just dive into Marvel, give my thoughts, give my hopes and expectations for the future, give things I need to see addressed. Post-Endgame, it's not as good as pre-Endgame. It was more connected then. But a lot of those projects, like Quantumania Ant-Man and the Wasp got an 89 on Rotten Tomatoes. You want to tell me that's an 89 and this is a 50? No, it's because we were caught up in it in the time. I think a big problem with the MCU is they barely reference the snap anymore. I mean, imagine if there was a thing that killed so many people and it completely upended our lives for years. Would we just pretend like COVID? I mean, the snap didn't happen. I don't know. So that's something I could explore. But anyway, fuck the Brewers, man. But I'll see you opening day.